By now you could be at Crossmichael if you've approached the trail from the south, and near the location of the first business partners on the trail map, Thistle Inn, known locally for its good food, Deeside, and further up the road, Aird's Farm B&Bs. But what about the trail itself? Here's Chris Rowley.
The Galloway Kite Trail was created by the RSPB in 2003 in partnership with Forestry Commission Scotland and Anne Johnson of Ballymac Hill Farm near Lauriston. It follows a circular route round Loch Ken, extended in summer to take in Clattering Shaw's Visitor Centre and the Raiders Road Forest Drive. And it provides a variety of walks, viewpoints and other places of interest where you can enjoy wonderful views of kites and other wildlife in the glorious Galloway landscape. Undoubtedly, the best place to see kites close up is at Ballymac Hill Farm near Lauriston, where Anne Johnson feeds the kites at 2 p.m. every day. The trail also features various places of historical interest and is supported by a number of businesses offering food and drink, accommodation and other provisions. Some of these businesses also have unique information in kites, and details of their facilities and contacts can be found in the trail guide leaflet.
So how do we know that what we're looking at is a red kite, because they can be confused with buzzards?
Red kites are mostly reddish-brown in colour and have a distinctive long forked tail, which they twist and turn like a rudder in the air. They're about the size of a seagull, but they soar effortlessly and are very graceful in flight. They can be confused with buzzards, but buzzards don't have forked tails and they're dark brown and white rather than red. Also, if you see the underside of the wings, kites have white hands, while buzzards have white hands and arms, if you can understand that. Of course, they don't have hands and arms at all, but you'll see what I mean.
From here, you should drive on to Parton and stop in the car park by the Kite Trail Information Centre, on the right, just before the line of houses, where you should listen to track 3. If you don't have a trail guide leaflet, you may be able to pick one up from the information shelter or the shop opposite. Pause the CD until you reach the car park in Parton.